your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Jury deliberations have concluded for the day in the hush money criminal trial. Jurors return tomorrow and have made requests to the judge for a readback on testimony and judge's instructions. ABC's Aaron Kuterski is outside the courthouse.
The jury seems focused on the Trump Tower meeting in August of 2015, where prosecutors say the alleged scheme to corrupt the 2016 election was hatched, involving Trump and Cohen and Pecker. And the jury wants to hear Pecker's testimony about the meeting and what Michael Cohen said about the meeting.
Israel is facing growing international criticism following the deadly airstrike in Rafah. An Israeli government official says the war in Gaza could last at least until the end of the year. The U.S. pushing for a ceasefire and hostage release deal now. Nissan has issued a do-not-drive warning for 84,000 of its older model vehicles, the company says, due to recalled airbags and the risk of shrapnel when deployed. This is ABC News. A spectacular sight in Iceland as one of the country's volcanoes erupts again.
It's the fifth time now since December that a volcano has erupted in the country's southwestern corner. It's come following a series of earthquakes north of Grindavik, the coastal town of 3,800 that was largely evacuated at the end of last year. This latest flow was shooting some 165 feet into the air from a fissure about a mile and a half long. It's also triggered the evacuation of the popular Blue Lagoon Geothermal Spa. The airport remains open. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The state trial of David DePapp, the man accused of attacking Paul Pelosi, gets underway today. DePapp faces charges of attempted murder of former speaker's husband during a break-in of their home in 2022 and was sentenced on federal charges earlier this week. Three-time Olympic gold medalist Gabby Douglas has withdrawn from the U.S. gymnastic competition in Fort Worth this weekend. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, then a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-70s. Showers and storms return Thursday night and Friday, high right around 70. And rain chances continue into the weekend, highs stay in the 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A UW system regent whose term has ended is refusing to vacate his position. Bob Etwell was appointed to the Board of Regents by former Republican Governor Scott Walker. His term expired May 1st, the Journal Sentinel reports. He's informed UW system leaders he plans to remain until he resigns or a successor is confirmed by the Republican-controlled state Senate. Two people are now confirmed dead after an explosion at a home outside Madison late Tuesday night. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett said it's believed there was a large amount of ammunition that may have been activated by the flames. Residents of a home in Eau Claire's 3rd Ward neighborhood say they've had three Progress Pride flags stolen since they moved in 2021. The family tells WQOW they believe the thefts are LGBTQ targeted.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker shads you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
It's just around the corner, the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest Medallion Hunt starts June 3rd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Big D's on Friday, the Dweebs Saturday night. The Classic Car Show and Broadfeed is Friday from 5 till 7. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Visit the Durand Improvement Group website for more information. It's the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park, Durand.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, downtown Durand. And the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand. And Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. The City of Mondovi will allow golf carts on city streets. At last night's council meeting, the council passed an ordinance similar to Durand's ordinance that would allow the use of golf carts on city streets. The owner must have a permit from the city, a driver's license, and proof of insurance. There will be a $10 yearly fee for the permit from the city. A reminder that golf carts will only be allowed on city streets and not Highway 10 or 37. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department is reminding motorists to slow down and move over after a deputy was nearly struck while at the scene of an accident. The deputy was responding to the accident on Highway 29 in the town of Lafayette recently when a vehicle in the left lane swerves to the right to avoid hitting a slowing car in front of it. Body cam footage shows the deputy nearly being struck by the vehicle. The department is asking motorists to slow down and pay attention when emergency vehicles are on the side of the road. Eau Claire says city crews have cleaned up the raw sewage from the bike path along Blazing Star Boulevard. The sewage came from a backup at the Eau Claire River lift station. The city says 500 gallons of sewage seeped out onto the trail Monday. Crews spent the day yesterday power washing the area and shoveling gravel away. Eau Claire says the pipe that backed up has been replaced. Wisconsin's latest drug take-back day took back a lot of drugs. The State Department of Justice yesterday said this month's take-back day netted over 55,000 pounds of unwanted prescription medicine. That's the most ever in any state in the United States. Wisconsin Attorney General says taking that much unwanted medication off the streets simply makes the state a safer place. Since Drug Take Back Day began in 2010, Wisconsin has taken back more than 1 million pounds of medication. That puts Wisconsin third in the nation behind only Texas and California. Wisconsin's next Drug Take Back Day is scheduled for October. The Minnesota Historical Society has decided to return a historic artifact to the Prairie Island Indian community. The organization announced yesterday that it intends to return the Mankato Hanging Rope to the community. The rope was reportedly used during the hanging of more than three dozen Native Americans following the end of the U.S.-Dakota War of 1862. The Historical Society will file a notice of their intent to return the rope and give it back to the tribe next month if there are no other claims. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
One person was injured in a two-vehicle accident in Maiden Rock Township Saturday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 19-year-old Lewis Galesbrook of Cottage Grove, Minnesota, was traveling southbound on Highway 35 when he and other vehicles in front of him were stopped to allow a car to turn. He was rear-ended by a southbound motorcycle driven by 76-year-old Bruce John Clayenhammer of St. Paul. Clayenhammer was taken to Red Wing Hospital. Glazebrook and a passenger were uninjured. Parents needing swimming lessons for their children can now take them to lessons in Ellsworth. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the Pepin County Health Department has offered to pay for bus transportation to and from Ellsworth for the lessons.
The county, through the health department, had some ARPA money that they hadn't spent that needs to use for specific things, of course. So what they're going to do is that they would provide the transportation over to Ellsworth for the swimming lessons. And the cooperation is that the county would be paying the bus company to transport the kids over there. The swim club has agreed to chaperone, and the cities, what we're going to do is we're going to register the kids.
The cost of the swimming lessons is $30. For more information, contact Durand City Hall. The man who police say pointed a gun at an Eau Claire police officer Friday was released from jail yesterday. Thomas Burback was in court yesterday. He was possibly shot by an officer Friday after police responded to Burback's house for a drunken domestic violence situation. The officer fired a shot at Burback after she said she saw him point a gun at her. Burback was taken to the hospital, but Eau Claire police have never said if he was actually shot. A judge yesterday gave Burback a $5,000 signature bond and told him to return to court for the case in July. The blue emergency phones at UW-Eau Claire are going away. The school this week said they are removing the iconic blue telephone poles and phones that allowed students to call police. UW-Eau Claire police says no one really uses them. Officers say they've seen only three legitimate emergency calls from the phone since 2015. Instead, officers say students use their cell phones. UW-Eau Claire's Brian Dollinger says cell phones are faster and more reliable. The university says crews will remove the blue phones over the summer. Wisconsin is looking to private money managers to help jumpstart entrepreneurs and startups in the state. Governor Evers is announcing a plan to dedicate $100 million to the new Wisconsin Investment Fund. The idea is to allow private sector money managers to handle the money and find a way to use it to benefit new companies and new projects here in the state. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is looking for Vietnam veterans who would be willing to be interviewed for an upcoming event. The agency is holding the event next month for the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. Veterans and family members would share their stories on video to be preserved and archived. The three-day event will be held at Mall of America beginning June 13th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, we're Comparing Insurance Agency. Never heard of us? We know. But to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agent 3 times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent. Local agent. Local agent.
Find us at ComparingInsurance.com.
Hill penalized for Custer dust up. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Austin Hill has been penalized by NASCAR for an on-track incident between himself and Cole Custer during the NASCAR Xfinity Series race last Saturday at Charlotte Motor Speedway. The Richard Childress Racing pilot has been fined $25,000 and docked 25 championship points, dropping him from the lead in the standings to third place. Hill and the Stewart Haas Racing driver tangled with 17 laps to go, resulting in a cut tire for Hill, who then proceeded to punt Custer into the inner retaining wall. Hill finished the event 2 laps down in 25th, while Custer was sidelined and wound up 32nd. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Lainey Wilson, now streaming on Hulu. The story you haven't heard.
I experienced a lot of heartache.
I'm a tough woman, but it's not easy.
Lainey Wilson.
It's taken me a really long time to even get to this moment.
And the CMA Award for
Entertainer of the Year
goes to
Lainey Wilson.
Hey y'all, it's Lainey. I cannot wait for you to see my special streaming on Hulu. This has been a wild ride, and you'll get to ride alongside me on this journey.
Lainey Wilson, wow. Bell Bottom Country, now streaming only on Hulu.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Brewers and Cubs square off again tonight, Game 3 of their four-game series at American Family Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers won the series opener, and the Cubs bounced back last night with a 6-3 victory in Game 2. Bryce Wilson gets the nod for the Brewers in Game 3 tonight. Shoto Imanaga will go for Chicago. The Brewers are still looking to score off of Cubs starting pitchers. In the first five games between the two teams this season, Chicago's starting pitchers have thrown nothing but goose eggs, 32 and a third scoreless innings. It doesn't get any easier tonight. Imanaga is one of the best pitchers in baseball, posting a 0.84 ERA in nine starts. Today's an off day in the NBA playoffs. Boston awaiting the winner of the Western Conference Series between Dallas and Minnesota. Timberwolves pulled out a 5-point win in Game 4 last night, but still trailed the series 3-2. They're hosting Game 5 on Thursday night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
The busy postseason continues as we are set for our first state championships of spring this week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
It doesn't get busier than this week, as every spring sport is into postseason play, including girls' soccer, which starts regionals on Tuesday night. There are two state championships on tap for this weekend, boys' tennis and the state track meet. We begin with a look at the boys' individual state tennis tournament held Thursday through Saturday at Nielsen Tennis Stadium in Madison. Defending state champion Oscar Corwin of Brookfield East is the top seed in Division I singles. The unbeaten team of Michael Stuxlager and Patrick Tudeberg from Marquette are the top seeds in D1 doubles. After back-to-back runner-up finishes, senior Adrian Yin of Brookfield Academy is the top seed in D2 singles and out to claim his first title. Nate Carson and Finn Milliman of Catholic Memorial are the top seeds in Division II doubles. The 128th WIAA Boys Track and Field Championships and the 53rd Girls Championships will take place this weekend at Veterans Memorial Stadium in La Crosse. Northland Pines senior Nora Grembin is looking to join exclusive company as a four-time state champion, as she has the top qualifying time in the D2 girls 1600 meters. She's also looking for a third title in the 800 meters. Likewise, Eliana Shepley of Rice Lake is going for a fourth title in the D2 400 meters. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has set harvest quotas for the 2024 elk hunting season. Heads up that the application period ends this Friday, May 31st. More details when we return, but first...
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back.
The Wisconsin DNR last week presented the elk harvest quotas for the Black River Elk Zone and the Clam Lake Elk Zone to the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. The DNR approved an 8-bull harvest quota for the Clam Lake Elk Zone and a 4-bull harvest for the inaugural season within the Black River Elk Zone. Per treaty rights, the Ojibwa tribes may declare up to half of the harvest quota within the ceded territory, which includes the Clam Lake Elk Zone. Wisconsin residents interested in participating must apply for this once-in-a-lifetime hunt by this Friday, May 31st. Applicants are required to select either the Black River Elk Zone or the Clam Lake Elk Zone when applying. The DNR's elk hunting webpage includes information on each elk range to assist with application decisions. Simply go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search elk hunting. If selected in the drawing, an elk hunting tag costs $49. Winners will be notified in early June. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Lainey Wilson, now streaming on Hulu, the story you haven't heard.
I experienced a lot of heartache.
I'm a tough woman, but it's not easy.
Lainey Wilson.
It's taken me a really long time to even get to this moment.
And the CMA Award for
Entertainer of the Year
goes to
Lainey Wilson.
Hey y'all, it's Lainey. I cannot wait for you to see my special streaming on Hulu. This has been a wild ride, and you'll get to ride alongside me on this journey.
Lainey Wilson, wow. Bell Bottom Country, now streaming only on Hulu.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, then a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-70s. Showers and storms return Thursday night and Friday, high right around 70. And rain chances continue into the weekend, highs stay in the 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. On today's program, we're joined by Arlen Suderman with StoneX. Arlen, thanks for joining us here midweek Wednesday. Although midweek, not like it would usually be, with there's only 4 trading days here this week. But nonetheless, it was a lower day. Soybeans finished down 12 to 15 cents. Corn settles down 5 to 7. Was lower in the wheat pits, with Kansas City leading the wheat pits down. First of all, is it safe to say that these financial headlines, there were some headwinds from the financial markets that really pushed on not only the grains, but the livestock today?
Yeah, I think it really was a factor today, kind of making a negative grain flow overall, kind of gave a backdrop of negativity in which other headlines, et cetera, were interpreted. Kind of started yesterday mid-session when we had a consumer confidence survey results came in with a unexpected rise in consumer confidence coming in stronger than anticipated. And that started raising concerns about interest rates and whether the Fed would be able to make any cuts this year. And then we also had a member of the Federal Reserve come out yesterday and say what we've been saying for the last 6 months, that we actually could have a rate hike this year. Odds probably still against it, but I think that door is still open for that possibility. Certainly a reduced chances of seeing many rate cuts. Then we had a very weak Treasury auction. 2 and 5 year sales were particularly slow. And when you look at the increase in supply of debt certificates being offered to the market this year because of ongoing fiscal spending, congressional spending, that means you have a larger supply of debt certificates than what you do buyers. And when that happens, it's like when you have more corn produced than what you have demand, price of corn goes down. Well, the price of debt certificates goes down. And the way they're constructed, when their price goes down, their yields go up. Translated, interest rates go up. And so you put all those factors together, and we saw Treasury yields start to pop yesterday, got even more upward momentum today. Add on to that the fact that the yields on Eurozone bonds also went up today because of inflation indications in parts of Germany. And the market started worrying more about inflation and higher interest rates. And that just kind of set the negative tone across the commodity and equity space today.
Yeah. Arlen, when you take a look at the different scenarios that could play out, because, you know, like you said, I think the market was expecting one, maybe two interest rate cuts yet this year. What impact does that have on commodities if we go the other way and you start talking about an interest rate hike at some point this year?
The purpose of interest rate hikes would be to bring inflation under control. They're having trouble getting down to the 2% mandated level. And what the market assumes when interest rates are going up is that it's for the purpose of slowing the economy to bring rates down, to bring inflation down, decreasing demand for commodities. And so historically, when that happens, they tend to want to be short the commodities. We saw a reversal of going short to long this spring, especially in late April and early May, when the expectation was that we would have rate cuts along with reinflation pressures. But the Federal Reserve said on May 1st, don't worry about any rate hikes. Even though we've been struggling with reinflation, we're going to cut rates before we hike them. And so then the market got worried about inflation. And in those, historically in those times, they want to own the commodities. Well, we saw last week as the focus became once again, maybe we haven't got control. We may see some rate hikes. The fund started going short commodities again. So that's kind of what we watch. If they expect inflation without rate hikes, then they want to own the hard assets. They want to own the commodities. If they fear that we're going to see rate hikes to slow the economy, maybe causing a recession, then they want to short the commodities.
All right. Are there any commodity-specific headlines that you're watching today? Maybe we can start with the wheat, I guess. It was universally lower, hard red, the Chicago wheat and spring wheat as well. Not enough weather pressure yet, or just did the wheat just get swept up in some of this selling?
Well, I think it's just swept up, the stronger dollar, the fact that we'd gone so far in such a relatively short amount of time, we were reaching overbought territory. I don't think the story is over in wheat, but it's had quite a climb here without a significant correction on the charts. And so I think that's a lot of what we're dealing with. When you look at what's driving wheat prices, it's really about Russia. It was interesting. U.S. Wheat Associates kind of charted out the Kansas City futures over the last 15, 16, 17 years and showed that every time we've had a meaningful rally in Kansas City futures, it was related to Russia. And that's the case once again. We seem to trade Russia fundamentals more than we do here. It's still dry there. Still a problem as we get into the critical development here over the next few weeks. And Russian authorities are starting to talk about the worries about food inflation. So the fear starts becoming, well, might they start restricting exports? Reuters also carried a story that in the midst of that environment, India may need to import 3 to 5 million metric tons this year. I'm a little bit skeptical considering their rice supplies, but that remains a real risk to this wheat market that could take us higher.
Good to talk to you again. We've been visiting with Arlen Sunderman from StoneX. Stay tuned. The second half of the Final Bell is coming up in a moment. I'll talk about corn and soybeans and take a look at cattle as well, down hard in cattle. Stay tuned. The second half of the Channel Final Bell is coming up here on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, again with Arlen Sunderman from StoneX, as we continue to recap the day's trade. We talked about wheat in the last segment. Let's move on and talk about soybeans. The only part of the soybean complex today that was higher was oil. Was there fundamental news on that? Do we see spread trading? What was going on in the beans today?
Well, it's all related to spread trading and to share of what's causing the crush, what's driving the crush, kind of reversals of taking profits, maybe is a better way to say it, on some action we'd previously seen. I think meal is really driving the crush right now, and we'd seen that priced in the market. Now I think we're seeing a little bit of profit taking. Outside of that, it's pretty much more of a correction. Lack of any fresh bullish news lately, a breakdown in the charts temporarily. And then when you look at the planning progress numbers that came out on Tuesday afternoon, normally they would have come out on Monday afternoon, but with the holiday, we delayed it to Tuesday afternoon, or USDA did. And that really showing that we're ahead of the five-year average on planning progress, about 5 points ahead of average for planning progress. If you take 2019 out of that 5 years, then we're just slightly behind average. But what the market is assuming now is soybean acres will get planted. And in fact, a little bit more interesting is the fact that what will final acreage be? If you look at the previous history, we tend to see, if anything, that if there's any weather problems with the corn planting, then we can see increased soybean acres. Well, when you look at the wheat progress in the Midwest, the soft red winter wheat crop, where they do a lot of double cropping of soybeans, wheat is much further along than normal, progressing through its maturity stages, development stages. And so if that continues on that path, then we could see the door really open up to increasing double crop soybeans this year, increasing area even more. So with that good planting progress on soybeans, combined then with what we're seeing in the wheat development and how far along it is opening the door for double crop, that just didn't give soybeans much to rally on today.
Okay. What about over in the corn? I read an article today that ethanol margins are pinched. Are you hearing that? Are there some other things, maybe a corn-wheat relationship going on there? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's all relative, but they are pinched, talking about the ethanol grind margins, but they're still positive enough or sufficient to justify continuing to push corn through those plants. And to produce ethanol, we're still moving forward on that in that regard. Corn planting progress at 83%, that's above the five-year average of 82%. Now, if you remove 2019, the average of the remaining 4 years would be about 90%. So from that standpoint, we're behind. But overall, what the market is going to assume now is that the acres will get planted. I think you can make arguments about ponding and prevent plant, but we have prevent plant virtually every year. If you look at the last 20-year average or so, 15-year average, we're somewhere like 4 or 5 million acres per year prevent plant. I think that's biased quite a bit by the 2019 and 2020, but 2 to 3 million acres certainly are normal. And this year we'll certainly have a lot of ponding, but the market's going to assume now that the corn acreage gets planted. It's going to come down to the condition of the crop and how the ponding and stuff and crusting affects the condition of the crop. And we should get our first condition ratings on the corn crop on Monday.
Yep. All right. Let's round out the day and talk about what happened over on the mercantile. Cattle futures down hard, up to and including $4 in feeder cattle, buck and a half to $2 down in live cattle. Is there a specific headline or a piece of news that you can look at for the cattle's decline today, or just, again, kind of swept up?
Yeah, anytime we see uncertainty in the market, that's where the feeder cattle market's going to get hurt, because people are reluctant to invest in the feeder cattle if they don't know what's going to happen while those cattle are in the feedlot. And so they took the bigger hit today. We did see the backdrop of weaker prices or headwinds for this market, with the stronger dollar and the higher interest rates certainly creating a negative atmosphere there. And then we took a big hit also as headlines began to hit, that we saw meat processor JBS reported that Beijing has blocked U.S. beef shipments from the company's processing plant in Greeley, Colorado, because it found traces of the growth hormone there in the meat. That's all the details we know at this point. That creates uncertainty, and so therefore we saw additional weakness at that point.
All right, Arlen, how can we follow along with some of the things you're doing over there at StoneX?
StoneX.com, or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at ArlenFF101.
Arlen, it's good to have you on the air. Thank you so much for joining us today, summarizing the day's markets on a midweek Wednesday. Arlen Suderman with StoneX on today's Channel Final Bell. A reminder, trading of commodity futures does involve a substantial risk of loss, and it might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealers. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. The wheat market has been hot for the past month, with the benchmark Chicago contract up more than a dollar over the past 30 days, and traders recently got a look at the size of the crop in Kansas. I'll have the details when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. We've all been a part of the carbon conversation. Tune into our latest episode of FP Next to find out how to put carbon to work on your farm and get paid while doing it.
All that matters today is document your farming practices, because it's the data that's going to create value.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
In mid-May, the Kansas Wheat Commission held their three-day wheat quality tour, providing commodity traders and farmers with a crucial update to the expected size of the crop in America's second largest wheat-producing state. And there was also a little look at Nebraska and Oklahoma production as well. On the first day, nearly 70 participants from 19 different states set off from Manhattan, Kansas on six different routes, covering the state's northern and southern regions. They stopped at wheat fields roughly every 15 to 20 miles to take yield measurements detriments. Northern routes on that day showed promising yields, but the southern routes showed the harsh impact of drought. Scouts reported seeing stripe rust, wheat streak mosaic virus, and freeze damage in places, but despite the challenges, the average yield for that first day was just shy of 50 bushels an acre. Traders were watching closely as last year saw the lowest wheat production in Kansas for 50 years, as drought gripped the state and statewide average yield fell to 32 bushels per acre. This year, while the western two-thirds of the state is still under severe or extreme drought, rainfall totals are up in the east and production is set to grow. On the second day, the scouts went from Colby to Wichita, making 216 stops and finding a yield for the region of 42.4 bushels per acre. And reports from Oklahoma and Nebraska helped provide additional context, with the Oklahoma production expected to rise by 25 million bushels and Nebraska growers expecting to harvest about 4 million more wheat bushels than they did in 2023. On the third day, the tour looped back towards Manhattan, sampling fields along the way. Over the 3 days, scouts covered 449 fields and found an average yield of 46.5 bushels per acre. The commission projects total wheat production in Kansas at 290.4 million bushels, which is higher than the current USDA forecast of 268 million. The big difference between the two guesses is yield, with USDA forecasting winter wheat yields at 38 bushels per acre. I'll have more details when we come back.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Duran. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Duran.
This year, the Kansas Wheat Tour highlighted the variability in wheat conditions across that state, with some areas showing promise, but others still showing struggles with both drought and disease. With global markets growing concerned about wheat supplies, Kansas farmers should be harvesting at the right time. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, then a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-70s. Showers and storms return Thursday night and Friday, high right around 70. And rain chances continue into the weekend, highs stay in the 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, Sailor Sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart.
years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Oh, now what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Way to get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background. More stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
sizzle.
We're Country Fried.
We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDF.
Pour me another drink. 'Cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more. Hell no. I just wanna sip it till the pain wears off. Pour me another round. Line them up and knock them down. Two more, let's go. 'Cause I ain't never heard like this before. Don't wanna think about her. I wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar. Can't sing without her. So make them drinks strong. 'Cause brother, she's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses. 'Cause I don't wanna see the truth. Sing without her, so make them drink strong. 'Cause brother, she's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses. 'Cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. 'Cause if she ain't ever coming back, line 'em up, line 'em up, line 'em up, line 'em up. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. 'Cause if she ain't ever coming back, I'ma need some whiskey glasses. 'Cause I don't wanna see the truth.
Lose.
I got the